I want to give my problems up to a higher power. I don't want to have to make every single decision. And this is when you start to receive messages from the other side.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Manifesting Money Podcast. My name's Anita Aguilar. I am your host, as well as a money mindset coach, a manifesting expert, and so are you, and I'm going to show you how, and the CEO of a multi-million dollar company teaching manifestation. This podcast's purpose is to bring massive consciousness around the world of money manifestation, and we want to share our stories to truly help you understand that money is just energy. It's an unlimited resource that you can tap into at any given point in time. The way that you feel about money is how it shows up for you. So if you have the limiting belief that you have to work super hard for money, this podcast is for you. I'm going to be sharing the things that I personally learned the hard way, but I'm also going to be sharing tips, tricks, strategies, and stories of those who truly healed their relationships with money and have mastered attracting abundance. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Manifesting Money Podcast. I am super happy and grateful to tune in and to give you this short, intuitive message, story, and just a little bit of a life update. So there's so much on my conscious mind, and I just know it's going to resonate with each and every one of you, no matter what point in life you're at. So just a few details, again, of life updates. I'm going to break this down into our message today. First update is that I have officially gone to therapy. I'm so excited about this. Guys, I am just so grateful for therapy. And this is coming from somebody who is conscious, who is aware, who's been doing this work, working with coaches and mentors, investing time, energy, and money into really bettering myself and raising my conscious awareness. And I just love giving you this perspective because, guys, you can do both. And that's what I've been telling myself lately. I was like, oh my gosh, no, like, I need to do coaching and spiritual stuff. And it's like, bro, we are literally human beings on this planet to experience things. And my whole entire life has been flipped like 180. And I'm going back to school. And I'm prioritizing still on my mental health, but I wanted to work with people like more in person, not only with like coaching, but also like me working on myself. So therapy was a really, really big step in that. I just got done with the session. That's why I have this energy and these intuitive downloads that I need to share with you all. I also want to celebrate the fact that I have gotten two opportunities to speak for schools. And I am just over the moon, so excited about this. The idea of money mindset being in schools is like one of my biggest dreams that I've ever had in the world. And it's just really cool. So I'm celebrating that. Today, I'm on here with a short episode, just really sharing about the past 48 hours and how your relationship with money correlates with different relationships that you have in your life. So example, your relationship with your family, your relationship with your friends, your relationship with food, your relationship to substances. So today I'm going to share an example of the past 48 hours has been loco crazy. My emotions have been all over the place. It's specifically about dating and yeah, whether you're with somebody long term or you're married or you're also single and like, when's my person going to be here? Because I'm like going crazy. This message is for you. So for some full context here, I had a date with somebody on Bumble and I was really excited about this. This person was in the film industry and I'm like, oh, that's so cool. I just get so excited like when I meet other people in the film industry. He was actually working on a documentary for a haunted house and I was like, bro, that's just so cool because I love true crime and, you know, I was just super excited about it. So long story short, we are planning this date and the first weekend that we plan out doesn't work. And I'm like, dang it. So time and energy invested of like with the date that's going to work. And then boom, we have to reschedule, which is not a big deal, but you know, so then we reschedule the date and, he calls me the night before, just confirms everything. And I'm like, yay, I'm excited. I'm over the moon. And I'm noticing like this huge pattern that I have with myself, not only with experiences, with money, with dating. Like I get really, really excited and then I get really, really down if it doesn't work out.
And that's exactly what happened. Like, literally the day of, he texts me and something came up where somebody else had COVID. And I'm telling you all that this is happening. This has been happening to me all year. Literally all year. And I'm like, Lord, please, 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 please. Like, I don't even remember last time I was intimate with somebody, because it's just literally nothing has aligned. And I feel like the Lord is like punishing me, which I know it's not true, but oh my goodness. And it was just like every single time that I try to align and go on a date or, you know, have these plans or something like that pops up, and it just drives me crazy. I'm going through all the emotions. I'm sad, I'm annoyed, I'm irritated. You know, I had everything planned out and I was gonna go on this date, and with a lot of back and forth, I was like, okay, I'm still gonna do whatever it was that I was gonna do on this date. Maybe I can hit up my little sister instead and see if she wants to hang out. I also have another friend in town that I would like to go see, who's having a baby. And yeah, so I messaged them. They're both available. They both said yes. And I was like, okay, so this is working out. Again, I kept going back and forth. I was like, okay, what time am I going to leave the house? What time am I going to wash my hair? Still, I don't need to. I'm not going on a date anymore. I'll just wash my hair. Am I going to blow dry it, or am I going to put it in a ponytail and just let it dry? I'll just put it down, because I never put it down anymore. Am I going to get my nails done? Just like little things like that. I was like that the whole entire day, and it was taking up so much mental energy for me to just go there and back with these decisions. And so I'm on my way to go see my sister. You know, I'm still getting out of town. I'm still, you know, exploring, and my heart's set on seafood, or not seafood, but like sushi. Actually, I kind of wanted dim sum. So I was like, okay, I'm still going to get dim sum, because that was what we were planning to do, you know. And I just had to like consciously remind myself, follow through, Anita. Like, you don't know what could happen. And I'm trying to, you know, I'm going on the road. It's like an hour drive to get to my sister. And my Bluetooth is not connecting to my car. And it's like the 21st century like problems. And I feel like such a brat saying that, but it's so annoying. I was like, gosh, I can't hear the music because it's the volume's too low and I want to listen to my podcast. So now I'm hungry, I'm irritated, I'm sweaty, my hair is like super hot, my makeup is melting off, and I'm just in this really bad mood. And I just start praying. I was just praying to God, a higher power, Jesus, Lord, somebody, please help me. And I just started listing off all the things that I really, really want and desire in a man, and someone to be there for me. I want someone who makes time for me, who invests in themselves, so I don't feel like I'm the one who's always growing and they're staying stagnant. And I just kind of went off on this mental rant. And I also really love telling you guys how I physically feel when I go off and do these prayers, or like talking conversations with God, or just, you know, quote unquote manifestations, like scripting. I didn't feel any different. You know, sometimes when I'm saying my affirmations or I'm talking to God, like I feel like this vibration. I didn't feel that. And I think it's really important to note that before I get to before you hear the end of the story. So anyway, I get to my destination, and I pull off at a park because I'm with my little baby puppy, Mia, and I take her to a park, and there's a guy, gentleman, next to me. He can't figure out the parking. It's like you had to put they don't do it where you put quarters in it. You have to do it on the app. And this poor guy, so I go to help him out, and he's like, well, I don't know how to do this, and I don't know how to do that. So I'm like, oh, just do this. Beep, 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 beep. Scan the code, QR code. And then we got up to the point where he needed to put his Apple ID in. And he's like, well, I don't know my Apple ID, you know, what am I supposed to do now? And I was like, okay, bro, like, this is a little much for me. I was trying to be nice. I'm very conscious and aware that I'm extremely hangry, still sweaty, and my dog needs to walk. So I ended up just letting him figure it out. But I also like wanted to avoid my car now, because I didn't want to come back to him for him to ask me for help. So I was like, I'll just walk to the restaurant from here. Guys, like where I'm at right now, no, it's not like a walking city. In this little cute 15-minute walk that I thought was going to be, it was just not an ideal thing for me to do.
So again, I'm still hungry. I'm still sweaty. I'm still frustrated. I can't find the restaurant. I go to the location and it's not where it says it is. And I just want to cry. I literally just want to cry. I'm so irritated. I'm the type of person like, and when I'm mad, I'm not going to yell at you. I'm just going to like, pout. And I just breathe. I need to breathe. Okay, just keep going. So I go around the building and I finally find this restaurant. And finding this restaurant was like, yes, thank you. Oh my gosh, it's like one of those times I just needed a little win, Jesus, please. And so yeah, I started to feel a little bit better. Ordered my dim sum. I'm walking over to the bar. There's a couple people there. Like a work party or something, and I'm chit-chatting. And then I go and sit by the, it's like an opening to the bar. It's like we can see outside in the street. It's almost as if you're outside, but you're not, because it's just like an open window, like garage door window thing. And so all these people are walking by, and I'm like giving people compliments, and, you know, I'm taking myself on a date, and I got my little baby Mia. And also, question for you guys, what do you do when you are out to eat by yourself? Like, I'm curious, like, what are you physically doing at the table while you're waiting for your food? Are you talking to people? Are you on your phone? Because I'm a little bit mix of both. I also like really just sitting and like people watching, but I also love editing TikTok videos and finding sounds. So there was a couple people that walked into the restaurant, but I couldn't really see them. Like, I mean, obviously I could see people walking in, but I didn't see any of their faces. And I hear, can I pet your dog? And I was like, oh, yeah, of course, of course. That's exactly how I was like, oh, yeah, of course, of course. And I have to get up to see bar stool. And I don't know about you guys, but when my legs stick to a bar stool, it's like one of the most embarrassing things for no reason. And I'm like trying to peel my legs off this bar stool and get down and you know, get my dog to say hi. Because I get scared she'll like bite somebody or something. And so I'm crouching down and I look up. And I was like, holy guacamole. And I just got a glimpse of the person who asked to pet my dog. And I said, yes, you can pet my dog. yeah, you're 6 foot tall. Big muscles in your shirt. Bearded man with cute little brown eyes. Yes, you can pet my dog. And I'm just like thinking in my head, the Lord be blessing, the Lord be blessing. And, you know, we're just small talk, like, do you have a dog? And then he's got like three other friends with him. And I kind of acknowledge him, say hi. And they go back and sit at the bar. And he eventually goes, sits back with them. And I'm still sitting at the opposite side, like facing outside, and they're facing the inward of the bar. And the sun is just in my eyes. Oh my gosh, the sun is in my eyes. And I'm just like, oh, maybe I should move. Maybe I should move. And this is typical me move, by the way. So I walk over to him and I say, hey, can I sit over here? And he just looks at me and his eyes are like so big, like they get super big. And he's like, yeah, of course. Yeah, you can sit here. And I got my dog and I start moving my stuff over. I was like, yeah, the sun's just in my eyes, you know. And he says, would you like me to hold your dog while you eat your food? And I was like, me? That's so sweet, really? I'm so dramatic. But after the day that I just had, I was like, really? You would do that? So I take him up on the offer. My dog's sitting on his lap. He's this big muscle man just like petting my little dog. And it's the cutest thing ever. And, you know, we get to chatting like kind of within the group. And his friend's like, so why are you here in, you know, the area? And I was just like, and everybody's looking at me and I was like, well, I was like debating, am I gonna tell the truth or am I gonna make a white lie? I cannot do white lies anymore. Literally, it's impossible for me. And I was like, I had a date and it got canceled last minute, and so I told myself I'd come here to see my sister, but I also want to take myself on a date since I was already like prepared. And everyone's like, oh, you shouldn't, are you not gonna give him a second chance, are you? And, like, it's so funny because, like, you all are hearing this story from the inside out. And, you know, I'm probably going to be listening to this here from the inside out. And then I'm telling them this story, my scenario from the inside out. And it's like, wow, I guess, you know, I'm trying to justify all these little things. Well, he's at work and he's busy. And then it was just like, well, maybe this is why I have been in this pattern for the past year, is because I just keep justifying all these little things, right? And I get that people have priorities and that plans don't work out, but it's like, at some point, I think I'm going to need to realize that things are just not aligning because the people I'm attracting have different priorities. So again, me and Mr. Man are sitting here talking, just kind of getting to know each other a little bit more. I told him how I was going to go see my sister, and how she was 19, and he said, oh, I have sisters who are 19. I was like, oh, sisters? Yeah, my sisters are twins. And I was like, bro, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. And I'm a twin. So, I mean, if you've been a loyal listener, you know that I have a twin sister. So there's one synchronicity. And he told me that both of the twins are pregnant at the same time. And I was like, bro, new goal unlocked. I was so excited to tell my sister that just in general. I'm like, oh, imagine. So there was, again, one synchronicity about the twins. And then we had talked about how, or he asked how old I was because I was talking about how early I go to bed. And I said that I was 28. And he said he was 27 because he just had a birthday. And I said, I just had a birthday. When was your birthday? My birthday was in September. I look at him, I say, my birthday was in September. His was at the end of the month. Mine was at the beginning of the month. So we both had birthdays in September. And my brain is like automatically like, bing, bing, bing. Like synchronicities, it like tracks all these synchronicities, you know? We started talking about work because he had been up for like 36 hours straight, right? So I'm over here thinking about my worst day ever. And he's over here telling me about how, again, he had been working for 36 hours straight. He had to drive somewhere, work overnight, drive back. And as soon as he got back, his roommates asked him if he wants to go out to eat. And he was so tired, but he said yes. And so, again, that was like a mental note for me because what are the odds that he would be there after working like 36 hours straight? Because my brain cannot comprehend that. And another synchronicity that happened was about the military. I told him that my sister and I went different branches. And he's like, oh, you're a Navy girl. No, I'm not a Navy girl. I am actually an Army girl. And he said, oh, I was in the Army National Guard. And I said, oh, I was in the Army National Guard. There's synchronicity number 3. And I'm over here just like making a mental note. And just in this moment, I was just so grateful. And we're talking and all of a sudden his food is ready. And like he had to go pick up the food and then come back. And so his friend goes, you know, hey, your food's ready. Do you want to go get it? And then he just tells his friend, yeah, I'll just wait till she's done eating. And then I'll go get my food. And when I tell you guys, I literally looked over my shoulder. I had, what? It's the little things. It was the little things. And I'm just like, Anita, you have not been opening yourself up to people who are emotionally intelligent, emotionally available, people who are observant, people who are respectful, people who are polite. And just all of this awareness was just hitting me right in the face at that very moment. So long story short, he did ask for my phone number. I'm not going to give you guys the follow-up details because this alone, I am like absolutely terrified if he runs into this podcast episode and hears me tell the story. But there's so much to this message in the story that I just feel called to share with you guys. But before I do, I just want to fast forward to me spending the night with my little sister, talking with her. Original plan was to watch a movie and chill, but it was like, we just sat there and we talked. We talked about boys, we talked about life, we talked about her moving, really got the individual time with her. The next morning, I got to have brunch with my best friend from high school. She's about to have her very first child literally any day now. And it was just so nostalgic. That was my word for the year of being 28 is just nostalgic. So spending individual time with people I love, opening myself up to people who are in alignment with me. So thank you for holding space for this story. Again, no matter where you are, who you are in your life, I know that something within these lines of this quick message resonates. And now I'm going to share some things that were really heavy on my conscience after this whole 48 hours and really big downloads. The first one was about following through.
follow through. If you haven't already heard the episode I did about self-discipline and how important it is to follow through with the things that you say you're going to do, no matter what the external world looks like, this is a prime example. I learned this to my core because of money. There would be so many things that I'd say, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then I wouldn't do them because the money would fall through or I'd be short. And once I started to become really conscious that that was my pattern, that I would get excited and motivated. And then when things got a little bit challenging or didn't go the way that I wanted to, I would fall short and I would stop. And I would let money be the reason why I did or didn't do something. The second realization lesson here is to commit to the feeling, not the action. In my most recent workshop, we talked about how we need to commit to the feeling, not the action. So what we usually do is get really excited about something, right? I'm going to start making more money. I'm going to start posting on Instagram every day. I'm going to start meditating and journaling every single day. And those things are great. They are amazing and they're good goals. But the problem is that we're committing to the action, not the feeling. And so when you get to a place where it gets a little bit hard and you're not showing up, it's like, oh, it's just one day, it's just 2 days. It's not a big deal. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. And the reason why we do that is because we start to feel certain emotions when things get hard. Maybe you're feeling tired. Maybe you're feeling exhausted. Maybe you're feeling burnt out, overwhelmed. It's something new. And we don't want to feel those emotions. And so one, allow yourself to feel those emotions because you're going to have to show up on days that you don't want to, right? Whether you're stepping into the most abundant, beautiful version of yourself, or you're committing to the gym, or you're committing to a new job, you're committing to a new business, you have to show up on the days that you don't want to, but you also have to be conscious of the emotions that you want to feel. So instead of me telling myself, I'm going to wake up and post on Instagram 5 times a day, I'm going to focus more on what it feels like to get on here and share a story, right? Maybe I'm on my Instagram and I'm sharing a daily download and it feels helpful. It feels like I'm of service. It feels genuine. So again, you're committing to the feeling, not the action. So going back to my story, me waking up, working out, doing my nails, doing my hair, those things make me feel confident. I feel healthy. I feel sexy. I feel alive when I have my makeup done versus when I don't have my makeup done. When my hair is in a bun versus when my hair is down. When I'm dressed up versus when I'm wearing sweatpants. And that's not to say that I don't love myself in those moments that I'm not wearing makeup or don't have my nails done. It's just really committing to the feeling and showing up every single day as this version of you who is confident, who is healthy, who does things that they don't want to do. And that, my friend, is where the money's at. I know that's just like an analogy, but really, when you show up, money is just a byproduct of you stepping into this highest version, right? So it's not necessarily you're going out there to physically do things to make money. It's just that when you are operating at your highest version of yourself, money finds you. It's just a byproduct. So the very last thing before I get to some resources and some really cool people and books that I've been tuning into that I want to recommend is all about masculine and feminine energy. In the beginning of the story, I talked about how annoyed I was that the date got canceled. Yes, because I wanted to meet the person and I was just really excited because I was mentally prepared for it. But I also just really wanted to be in my feminine, my problems, up to a higher power. I don't want to have to make every single decision. And this is when you start to receive messages from the other side. I love talking about this conversation because I've been healing my relationship with God, but I just know that God uses all of us as vessels. And your relationship is going to be different from my relationship. We might not even be speaking the same language, but we're talking about the same subject. And that's a perfect segue into the podcast that I've been listening to and some really special guests and episodes that I have like on hold that just need edited. That's another update, is that I'm hiring somebody again to edit my podcast. So thank you all for your patience, and I love popping on here and telling you these stories. But one of the upcoming podcast episodes that I have is with Julie Jancis. I've talked about her a couple times on this podcast. Her podcast is called the Angels and Awakening Podcast. So if you do have loved ones on the other side and you get signs from them daily, whether it's angel numbers or synchronicities, or you see their name everywhere, or dreams, I highly recommend her podcast because it's so validating to hear not only her stories, her perspective on it, but also she lets other people share, and it's just so beautiful. So please, please, please check it out. I'm going to put it in the show notes, and I like to refer specific episodes. So instead of just putting the podcast, I'm going to put the specific links to the episodes that I refer. The one that I'm going to drop is with Yvonne Orji. So if you have watched the TV show Insecure, you're going to go literally nuts because she is actually the best friend on the show Insecure. And you guys already know that I love TV shows. I think they resonate so much. But her story talks about how she was struggling in New York, her relationship with God, how she got bamboozled into the life of her dreams, which leads me to my second resource I wanted to refer to you all, which is her new book, Yvonne Orji's new book called Bamboozled by Jesus. She is so funny, guys. You have to listen to this. And I really appreciate her not only vulnerability with these stories, but the way that she like talks about her relationship with God in such like a modern day way. That's also going to be a resource because I'm listening to her book right now in Audible. So I'll put that down in the show notes. And last thing that I'm going to refer, which might come to a shock for a little bit of you, but I know that you all are pretty in sync with me, so I'm just gonna drop it out there. But it is spooky season, and I do love spooky season, and I love listening to stories. So I'm gonna drop a podcast episode for anybody else who likes. I do listen to a lot of true crime, but the podcast episode that I'm gonna drop is about a haunted house. So Morbid is the podcast that I listen to on a consistent basis. In the episode that I'm dropping for anybody who wants to listen to something spooky, it's about a haunted house. It's a true story about how the house was built, all the things that happened in the house, and where the house is at today. So I just loved listening to that the other day, so I'm going to drop it in the show notes down below. And last but not least, shout out to Catherine Zankina, the Manifestation Babe. She just recently dropped another episode, and every time I hear her, I just get re-inspired to like post a podcast episode. Again, I've had a couple episodes on record that have been recorded. They just need edited. And I was just like, oh, I can't do nothing until those are out. And that's just the ego mind. So I'm really grateful that I got to get in here and share this story with you in these downloads. And I would love to know if they resonated, what resonated, why did it resonate, what's going on in your life. What do you do when you're eating by yourself? Are you on your phone? Are you talking to people? These are things I need to know. I'm cutting this off right now, so thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Manifesting Money Podcast. If this episode resonated with you or shifted your paradigm in any way, shape, or form, please stop what you're doing right now and write us a review. This simple act of kindness helps us get this podcast episode out to as many people as we possibly can. And we also want to know what resonated with you and why. So be sure to join our free Facebook group that you can find in the show notes or tag us on Instagram. Either way, we love when you're in our energy, and we love rewarding you for listening to the podcast. When you're ready to truly break down your money blocks and learn how to make money work for you, not the other way around, go to the show notes and learn how you can work with us and join our community of people who are making massive shifts in their finances. Thanks again for tuning into this episode, and we cannot wait to share your testimonies. We'll see you in the next episode.